Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge. Roll out
the barrel. 6:35, Phil Benicki for Dave Plyer. Joining us are Ben and Jess Loesky of Midwest Barrel. Get it? Welcome to 720 WGN. What do you guys do? Tell me about Midwest Barrels.
Yeah, you're welcome. Basically, the gist of our business is we are a barrel broker. So we buy and resell used barrels primarily. So we buy barrels that have been used for spirits such as bourbon, whiskey, wine, tequila, really anything that goes into a barrel, and we'll turn around and resell that primarily to craft breweries around the country and around the world, and they are using those barrels to barrel-age beer. In addition, we do a lot of other things related to the barrel, so we do laser engraving on barrel products. We sell all the individual parts. We sell barrels to consumers and workshops for creating decor and furniture and all of that. So that's the main gist of what we do.
Jess, how did this start? I know the answer, and I want you to share it with us because, to me, it's just the all-American success story. And I think people are going to say, wait, what? This all started in what, 2013, right?
Yeah. So I'm a pretty career-oriented, driven individual, and I was busy working in the corporate world, and I traveled a lot and did a lot of consulting across the U.S., and so Ben had a lot of time on his hands as he was in grad school finishing his PhD, and so he started stopping by garage sales and auctions and estate sales and just started buying things. And it went from, you know, a lawnmower to a tractor to a Barbie collection of thousands of Barbies and buttons. I mean, anything, like random things that you would never think that people would even buy, but he would find the item and then he would actually resell it. And then all of the money that he made from everything that he resold, he would take to the next auction and, you know, outbid the guy next to him and take his trailer and load his trailer up and just spend the whole week selling and hawking goods. And so he did that for a couple of years. And then in 2015, we had our first child. And as new parents, you know, I kind of put the brakes on, like, hey, I've been really supporting this hobby and it's been a fun, good time, but I'd love to spend the weekends as a family instead of having you at auctions all weekend, every weekend. And so he had really enjoyed the buying and selling and trading process, and so he started looking for one item that he could consistently bring in that wouldn't take him away from home every weekend and evening. And he settled actually on wine barrels because no one in Nebraska was really selling any wine barrels, and he is very well connected in the Nebraska grape and wine industry. And so he found 40 barrels that he bought, and he shipped them to Nebraska and started to resell them, and it took a couple of months, and that's really the backstory of how everything got going.
That's incredible. Ben, Jess mentioned that you were a PhD student. Tell everyone what you were studying. I love this, and I don't know if anyone knows what viticulture is. What is viticulture? That's what you were studying, right?
Yeah, so my PhD is in, the actual degree is in agronomy and horticulture, but my emphasis is in viticulture, which technically it's the science of growing grapes. So I work with vineyard owners and vineyard workers and people like that. I also kind of work with some of the winemakers as well, because obviously grapes are used to make wine. So when I tell people I work with grapes, they always assume that I also drink a lot of wine and work with winemakers, and that is true. So yeah, viticulture is the science of growing grapes.
So you kind of gravitated toward that because of that, I would assume, right?
Yeah, it all started with wine barrels. So since I knew all the winery owners and winemakers in the state and even in like our adjacent states like Missouri and Iowa, wine barrels made sense to me. I understood the process. I thought that wineries would be buying barrels from me rather than buying new barrels, but that's not really actually how it turned out, but rather craft breweries started buying the barrels rather than the wineries. But the initial intent was to sell wine barrels to wineries.
Got it. Got it. Let's talk about those barrels that you sell to breweries. We're talking with Ben and Jess Lowski of Midwest Barrel. They're based in Nebraska, but you can get them here in Chicago and everywhere in the Midwest, of course. You deal with some breweries here in Chicago. Quite a few, I understand, right?
We do, yeah. We work with some really big ones in Chicago. We work with a lot of them that are the smaller breweries as well. The one of the bigger ones that we work with right off the top of my head, and one of our best partners, really, we don't really consider them customers. They're more of our partner. We help them with their barrel aging program is Revolution Brewing. So we work really closely with them to get them the highest quality barrels possible. And if anybody there has ever been to Revolution, you know how killer their barrel aged beer is and how fast it sells once they release it. Some of the others that we work with, like Half Acre, Hot Butcher, Microphone, Off Color, Phase 3, all those those breweries that are doing barrel-aged beer, we have mostly sold barrels to them. So we love Chicago. We've been to Chicago quite a bit to visit our breweries, and it's just a really obviously a hotbed for craft beer, so it makes sense that a Midwest barrel company would really help out those craft breweries.
Who knew? I mean, that's the file you put that in right there. I'm telling you, guys are great. Ben and Jess Lowski of Midwest Barrel, your kind of mantra is doing more with less. Talk about that for a little bit, Jess, if you could.
Yeah, so with Ben's background in horticulture, the part that he didn't tell you is that he's super passionate about trees. So he doesn't have an emphasis in trees, but that's really how his love for horticulture started. And when we started selling barrels, we really realized that part of what we wanted to do was to be able to give back, and we didn't want to throw away any part of a barrel. So a barrel has a lifespan for aging liquid, but once it's done aging the liquid, you can use it for furniture, for decor, and for other purposes. And so we wanted to make sure that when you couldn't put liquid in it anymore, that you were still able to use the barrel for other purposes. So we break down the barrel, and we will, if you can't put liquid in it, and we'll sell the parts. So we sell heads, rings, the long wood pieces are called staves, and we really pride ourselves in not throwing away any part of the barrel. And then in addition to that, we really believe that whatever we're taking from the planet, we want to be able to give back. So for every barrel that we sell, we donate a tree. And that's something that we're just really passionate about in giving back to both the earth. And then additionally, our partner through that program is the Arbor Day Foundation, which is a Lincoln, Nebraska-based organization. And so that just feels really great to both help our planet and support a local partner as well.
You guys are doing all the right things. You really, really are. We're just about out of time. What about the Time for Trees initiative? What's going on with that?
Yeah, that's a program by the Arbor Day Foundation where they have a goal to replant, I believe it's 10 million trees by 2025. And we have a specific area actually in Illinois that we are targeting it's called the reforestation program. So we selected that area because we have a lot of Chicago breweries, and so we wanted to make sure that we were replanting in an area that we serve, and that fits into the Time for Trees initiative. And it's a very aggressive initiative, but it's something that across the globe it's creating water, jobs, and oxygen. It's all of the things that are very important for sustainability, and we're just very proud to be a part of that program.
That sounds great as well. How do I get a Midwest barrel? How do I do this? Where do I go?
So we're kind of unique in that we're one of the only barrel companies in the U.S. where you can actually go on to our website, buy a barrel, pick out the brand you want, buy the bourbon barrel, and we'll ship it directly to your door. So it's a pretty seamless process. Just go to MidwestBarrelCo.com, and you can shop by brand. You can shop by a grade of barrel. You can shop by wine barrel or any. We carry small format barrels as well, 5, 10, 15-gallon barrels that are great for home brewers. So everything can be found on our website, and you can buy it right there.
Ben and Jess Lowski of Midwest Barrel, thank you for taking time. Have a great holiday weekend and continued success, guys.
Yeah, thank you
so much for
the time.
Having us.